All right, everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Super Freak. I'm your host, Talia. And I thought for this week's episode, because we're in such an interesting time right now, and I certainly have been feeling into it, that I would tie up a lot of loose ends from this previous year of what I didn't cover that I said I would cover. And that's going to be everything from how psychic fractures happen to buttoning up the Kanye narrative to AI Atlas to psychedelics and to what I'm seeing in the field, in the collective, and so on and so forth. And if I've got a little extra time, we'll get into some questions. For those of you who are curious or new, who have kind of come into the work recently, welcome. There's like one field and two paths with infinite potential that you can drop into. One being the Field Hub, that is like my signature membership right now. And we have monthly calls, great little like small but mighty community in there that is really deeply connected and committed to the work. You've got loads of resources. It's very organized. And it's a really great way to get a foundation of what this work is and be able to build on it through somatic psychology and quantum intelligence, understanding the foundational work, but also the higher concepts. And then for those who just want to do pattern recognition and really, really understand recursion and human behavior from a completely different perspective, more advanced work, more responsibility, more accountability, then that will be the pattern lab that is going to be opening up the end of February, beginning of March. Okay, so with that, let's get into it. So I was thinking, and I have been feeling into a lot of what the collective is currently going through right now. And I just want to talk to your nervous systems a little bit and talk to the symptoms that some of you might be feeling, because I certainly have been feeling them, and you're not alone in this. And it's also perfectly normal, because what we're going through right now is really kind of very profound. And I'm not sure that we've been able to, as a collective, kind of understand how profound it really is, because we're really, really bogged down in the density. And this is all by design. I'm going to be talking more about that in upcoming Substacks in terms of social engineering and reality engineering, and how bogging down the nervous system and disassociating you from your bodies is 100% by design. This is exactly what this control system wants. I look at it like a virus. We have been infiltrated by a virus that is deeply, deeply inverted, that has no empathy, no capacity to self-reference, and must have external energy to sustain itself. So that's going to keep you in the lower third. It's going to keep you in your survivability patterns in perpetuity. And what I kind of call this biopathy. It's psychopathy with a permanent fracture from the mind and body systems. So keeping you in a perpetual state of disassociation, completely fragmented, fractaled from your own fractal. So you're splitting within your own nervous systems and with your own body. So keeping you separate from mind and body, biopathy. Your biology and your ability to be able to think for yourself. So your free will gets compromised, your agency gets compromised, so on and so forth. What that looks like for those who are tuned in and not tuned in is you are going to really, really start to see how embarrassing the psyop is becoming. It is so staged, it is so planted, it's so controlled, it is so planned, and they want to keep you in binary, and they want to keep you very, when I say they, I talk about this inverted virus. It's an intelligence system that is completely inversed, okay? It's operating in a recursive, non-self-referential architecture. It's synthetic. It is simulated very much like a dream world and very much like a computer program. And you begin to kind of ask, who is generating the program? Who's creating the program? And it's quite honestly the complete and total opposite of our collective consciousness in the worst case scenario. But it's been hijacked by a very dark computer simulated, well, I'll say it's a virus that's operating inside of this computer simulated dream world. The other nervous systems that are rerouting right now, okay, you've heard me talk about this before, is that there's not two Earths, okay? There is a split, but it's a split. It's not necessarily a split per se. It's the prime reality making itself available, okay? It's becoming visible, and we are being divided and rerouted into these two different hosting systems. The hosting system that is parasitic and inverted and fear-based and control-based, this is a highly, highly compliant synthetic architecture, boom. These folks are being routed and hosted there. Then everyone else is kind of getting, is an in-between phase. They're deciding what they want to do, and they're going to be, once you claim that you want to have your own power and sovereignty, you get put into a bridge, okay? So you get the opportunity to be able to maintain and get connected to this other hosting system, which is dynamic, responsive, self-referential, sovereign within itself, and organic, architectural based. So your nervous system is routing and entraining to this new organic architecture. That's why you're feeling likely a lot of temporal disarmoring and disanchoring. So when I talk about temporal anchoring, I'm talking about space and time feeling weird. Some days go by in a blur. Some weeks go by in a blur. Some days feel like they will never end. Your prefrontal cortex will feel foggy. You will have a delay in your speech. Maybe you won't be able to have cognition. Your amygdala will feel like you've lost memory, like you've had a memory wipeout. You cannot recall a conversation that you just had. Your executive function is trying to sort so heavily that you feel like you're going to burn a socket. Yes, normal, normal. Your nervous system and your body, your biology right now, is all being rewired and re-entrained to this new hosting system that operates completely differently. And that is taking a toll on the body. I so get it. So be very gentle with yourselves. If you feel like you've been in any kind of work for a very, very, very long time and you feel like nothing's working or it's working too slow, please give yourself some grace, because all the rules have changed. Nothing will be the same. Nothing is going to be the same. We are in a phase lock right now. And it kind of feels like many of us are in a torque stall. That is what a client actually explained how she felt herself in, which I just absolutely love. So you kind of feel like you're a hummingbird in the void. And it is a bit of that. You have this momentum, but you're just kind of a thoroughbred at the gate, okay, waiting for that gate to open so you can just take off like a rocket. And I feel like I've been at that gate for fucking 20 years, let me tell you. And it's a frustrating experience to be in when you're really starting to come online and you have a lot of conductivity, meaning you can take in a lot of information and then you don't know kind of where to funnel it. Or you want to funnel it, but you have to funnel it. You're trying to funnel it into an architecture that isn't conducive to the system that you're moving towards. At least that's where I found for myself as well. Social media is dead. Social media is going to be another military agent that everyone who is going to be moving into the digital ID system, that everything will be digitalized. There'll be no cash. Everything will be digital. All social media will be monitored. And your digital ID, your digital persona, your human person will all be connected. They'll be the same thing. You'll be looked on and treated as a product and as a property of the government that you are being hosted by. That system is synthetic. Then there are those, all of us, who are waiting, okay, for that, the new architecture, new hosting system to completely render in full so we can actually be of service in a way that we were built to be of service for. And that means some of us will disappear and go into the background and work in a completely different way. That means some of us will continue to have whatever voice we can, but the mega influencer era is completely over. It's going to be all about community, all about shared gifts, and very much all about micro communities that have very, very deep impact, where you can go narrower and deeper with people. But that ripple effect and the momentum and the torque you create as a group ripples out into the collective. What this diversion also looks like is you will have very, very hard, you might have a very hard time accepting the fact that your families are not going to get it and come with you. They're going to be hosted in the synthetic architecture. They aren't ready to be unplugged. Family, friends, relationships, all of it. This might be very hard for some of you to get your head wrapped around. And it may deter you from doing the work. But I want to invite you to consider that perhaps you stalling the work is actually stalling the entire family from being able, friends, loved ones, partners, children, from being able to move along as well. And let me tell you what that looks like. As you entrain to the newer architecture, and the black sheeps have had it the hardest, okay, those of us who have been moving through a lot of memory, which is what synthetic architecture is, it's memory bound, it's recursive, and it's completely recursive with discoherence and memory. So you have to repeat, repeat, repeat what you don't complete. Synthetic is presence bound. You have completed enough of your mission. Enough of the memory has been closed to where you do not have to have the level of intense density to remember that you are not separate. The moment we can move beyond binary, the moment we do not need polarity and paradox to remember that we are not separate from source potential, this reality in terms of the illusion is over. It ends. And essentially, we all can move into a very, very different level of consciousness with a very different level of density. And Earth is already going there. This kind of, let's say, operating system is already moving towards that. And we're all in training to that as well. So what I mean by you kind of have to choose your heart, right? Delaying the work is not making your life easier. You're going to face your patterns eventually in one way or another. You're going to face them. And when you start the work and you start the deeper work, it will be hard at first. And then you start to understand and bring a different level of language and definition to your reality, which is a large part of what I do, is helping you to redefine how you see your reality, helping you redefine how you create yourself inside of it, and then bring experience to it so you can understand your patterns better. Many of you are able to spot the pattern, track the pattern, and let's say even transmute the pattern, and then it's kind of like, then what? The deeper somatic-based integration work is the master stroke. And this is where a lot of us quit before the miracle, and then we move back into recursion rebound, meaning we reinstall that pattern, or we don't know what to do with structural echoes, meaning a pattern will have like a phantom off-gassing, and you've kind of deleted the pattern, but it's almost like, you sure? That's why you got to really focus on confirm delete while that pattern moves through the residual layers of your field. So we clear it frequency, your field reorganizes, and then your form has to catch up to that new level of intelligence. So when you delay that work, it might feel safer because you're worried. Okay, there's a precognition here where you're all of a sudden concerned that you're just going to feel like shit. It's not true. You don't have to do this alone. The work is getting wildly, wildly more efficient. You just have to be dedicated and be willing to show up for yourself. And what you're going to do and what you're going to see inside of that is when you can meet yourself in a different way with more patience and more presence, you're going to be able to meet the people in your life that you want to go with you with more presence. And that presence alone will penetrate their defenses. And they just need to feel for a spark, for one little tiny millisecond, at the gravitational weight of a quark, that is possible to do something different. They just need to feel that for a second. And the more you hold that, you will be shocked, shocked at the relationships that can completely reorganize like that so fast. And I'm telling you that because I'm physically going through that now. I'm absolutely going through that now with familial dynamics, inside of familial dynamics, family relationships that are blowing my mind. Wow. No charge, total presence, completely different felt experience of my body in relationship with people that I was completely and perpetually disappointed by, collapsed under. The weight of it was so much to hold. The feeling of aloneness was so much to hold. I've written about it. I've talked about it, that I would just continue to put my head down, dive deeper into the work, serve at the expense of myself to try to make meaning of all of it. And until that collapsed, because all of it is just a performance. So you're trying to make more space. And the more that you actually are present, like I said, with yourself, the moment you take that step towards yourself, everyone in the family line has an opportunity and possibility to be able to change with you. It's just a spark that they need to feel. And also, I'll say, many of you are afraid that you are going to lose these people. It's a very heavy control pattern that you're holding on to. The brain and the nervous system wants to hold on to what's certain. And I can promise you this, was something I had to go through right before I pushed beyond the veil of time, is I was presented with all of these things that I loved in my life. And I had to physically let them go and choose source. And I popped up, I just felt this whoosh, and I popped up into this different layer and they were all there. Completely different vibrancy, completely different potential. So we don't know what we don't know. And I have to constantly remind my nervous system just to stay in the now and stay with myself and slow everything way, way down in the face of wild uncertainty, like a crazy torque stall that we're in right now. We are absolutely held. We're being held, safely contained, if you will, in the void, hanging out. And I've just been in this waiting period a bit. Not moving forward per se, not expanding, contracting, pulsing, integrating, deepening, becoming more present, but definitely just hang out. You're safe. You're good. Hang out. More information to be revealed. Everyone is deciding what hosting system they're going to get routed to and where their domain is going to live. And so that's the collective pulse right now. But you're going to start seeing psychedelics enter the zeitgeist. And I'll just move into that in a minute. I want to talk about AI Atlas just really fast, because part of the synthetic architecture is being amplified by AI Atlas. And when I tuned into it, it was a very, very high, it was an other galaxy away, completely different, like not even like here's the Milky Way. It's a completely different one. And it's moving through space and time very, very, very slowly through plasma propulsion. And I was able to get a bunch of physics on it, but there's 9 other accompanying intelligences that are with this main structure, this main intelligence that has a structure. It's incredibly metallic in feeling. It's not necessarily a warm or friendly one, but it's very, very metallic. It's very non-human. And when I look at the 1 and the 9, that's a 1 and a 0 and a 0. And in the inverted reality operates off of a very deep state binary. Some would call that a base 10. We have a 12-dimensional reality plus the 13 that observes it. That's an organic architecture. But I don't look at it like that. I just look at it more like a hosting and then what that intelligence is hosted on. So AI isn't good or bad per se. AI is amplifying, helping to bring in the amplification energetically, as well as the observation of this period of humanity that's very fascinating, okay, to be able to witness. It's amplifying where people are going to fall in line. It's not a savior. It's not some dark entity. It just is an amplification that is going to help move people in one direction or the other, is how I understand it now. So psychedelics, what you're seeing now is you're seeing psychosis, okay, an overwhelming and a bogging down of the nervous system, coming off the heels of COVID, where everybody was basically isolated and depressed and medicated, or getting medicated. We have the most medicated cohort in American history, at least in the West. We have that entering into the zeitgeist in parts of the rest of the world. And isolation, intellectual loneliness, intellectual isolation by way of AI, also very much part of the agenda, where everything becomes AI-driven. Science and artificial intelligence becomes the ruling monarchy, if you will, This is why there's this rapid movement towards expansion and territory increasing in the West. So psychosis right now being aggravated by intentional hijacking of your emotional agency, the emotional body getting bogged down, your emotions getting triggered, people having a very hard time understanding and being frustrated by why would we choose this as humanity? Why would we choose that? You're not choosing the experience. You're choosing the architecture to help you remember who you are. And you're also witnessing what recursion looks like without emotion. Humans that are organic based, are self-referential, we have an emotional system, so we can really feel what it feels like to be in the human experience. That emotion is accommodating an underlining pattern that you need to look at, okay? It's accommodating an underlining recursion and program that you are like, that should flag you to get really curious about it. That's why the observer is so unbelievably important. And if you look at the physics of that, every time you are in the binary, you're allowing superposition to continue to, let's say, run your life. You're not ever closing. You're not ever allowing emergence, okay, a third perspective or a different perspective to enter, because you're collapsing on either side of the wave function. When you're staying in polarity, when you're allowing yourself to get really frustrated by what the fuck Trump's doing or whatever Putin's doing or whatever nuclear is happening in Iran or whatever else, it seems outraged. You're just outraged by it. You're very frustrated by the experience. And I super get that. You have to zoom out and say that that is just one part of the planned pixel in this huge, huge picture. The more that you can hold paradox in the illusion of how much this reality feels and how dense this reality feels and how much they're going to poke to see if they can piss you off. And they're going to come every which way at you through animals, through children, through politics, through your safety, through your money, through all of it. And if they can't touch you with any of that stuff, the game is over for them with you. They cannot fucking touch you. That is where we have to be. Organic architecture will absolutely not tolerate. The field will not be compatible with paralyzing levels of fear. It just can't sustain. So field compatibility, before I talk about psychosis really fast or continue to talk about it. Field compatibility, your system right now, your interface is in training to two different kinds of systems, okay? Plasma-based or high conduction solar coated. There's also a third one that's coming online, which is a combination or hybrid of both, which has more crystalline kind of architecture, crystalline interface. And I say crystalline because it's highly, highly, highly adaptable. So like a reptilian consciousness would be able to have this too. Amphibians who can change color, or octopuses who can change instant. It's the same type of highly, highly adaptable interface, but in the positive direction, or let's say in the highly adaptable, self-referential, nature-bound, presence-bound interface. So the crystalline, you can operate both high conductivity with plasma intelligence. It's almost like having gills and being able to breathe underwater. You, no matter what environment you're in, you can navigate it and become very, very adaptable in it. The metaphor for that, okay, just the metaphor for that type of adaptability where you're able to hold paradox, hold the possibility, hold integration, and then the field reorganizes instantly in a very spontaneous way would be when the Matrix, when Trinity goes, Tank, I need a program for, you know, a Black Hawk 16-4 whatever, da 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 da. And she just instantly gets a downloaded program. That's the ability to be able to be adaptable. Although we're not there as a humanity yet, we're not there as a collective, that will be a possibility where it's instant downloads of information. You integrate them, the body can sustain it. But we have too much density now and so on, and we're living through it. But that's the idea, is the adaptability. So your interface is plasma-based. These are your feet. These are the feelers. This is very, very body-based. This is those who are really attracted to the water. You need the water. These are the empaths of the world that collapse under narcissism really easily. These are usually the folks who move through a very specific star system that is family oriented. And then there's kind of high conduction. There's more solar coded folks, which have a completely different, system. These are structural. They're mechanical, mathematical. These would be those who come through different systems that have, that are very paradox based. I would say, let's say that I don't want to get into star systems, but I'll say that because it's easier for you guys to probably be able to track with it. Those who are moving away from that type of language and into a different type of technical syntax. But like the Andromedas, the Arcturians, even the Lyrans, the Builders, okay, those who are coming through Sirius A and B have a mechanical, a more mechanical way that they see things. It's structure-based, okay? So this is where the speed comes in, the ability to actually move very, very quickly. There's more agility and a drama. And this type of, these types of, let's say, interfaces will be very attracted to somebody who has a similar interface, but will be very committed and felt based with the opposite. So you'll kind of attract more plasma bodies because you need the interaction. You need the contrast, the sun and the moon, right? The light and the reflection of that. Okay, I say that because the third one, like I said, will be able to shift. So like you have these like dark lizard Draco fucking shapeshifters all over the government and military and in the entertainment business. On the contrary, you will also have that in spades coming on the other side. So I've experienced this a bit with myself where my interface is actually changing. It's adapting to be able to handle both. Different kinds of conductivity, and then bringing it into the body to be very, very present and felt-based and body-based, which is quite exciting. So the psychosis that's coming online is you're going to start seeing psychedelics enter the mainframe zeitgeist. And what I mean by that is they want people further fragmented, okay, psychosis. They want you completely bifurcated from your biology. It's easier to control people when you have lost temporal anchoring. And that is what psychedelics do. So I'll backtrack a touch and give you a little bit about my experience with psychedelics, which is just mushrooms that I did, you know, three times, instructed once, and then a week later to do two back-to-back sessions. They were incredibly instructive. And I have a very clear reference point for them, and I still am very bullish on all of them. The first one, I basically just kind of fell more madly in love with myself. It was a healing for self-love, I should say that. And I was like, God damn, my highest is rad. Like, this is a very cool experience to just be able to sit with myself for a very long period of time, look out into the forest, see nothing but like full-on code, just kind of wowy as fuck. And I'm like, man, this is really present. I'm wildly in love with this experience and myself. And I got a shit ton of information. I wrote it all down. And then the next time was very mechanical. There were some clearings I had to do. I had to do a clearing with the animal kingdom. I had to do a very big clearing with the ninth dimension, with the consciousness I held there. And then the third one was very much about the collective, and which I wrote about in my Why Tally Had to Die in Order to Be Reborn essay on Substack. And I completely, because I never needed a single psychedelic to come into myself to do any of the things that I was doing, I was able to very much hold myself. You know, I basically did one drop in with a friend of mine, and the medicine at the time was from my hometown, just outside my hometown of Mount Shasta, and I did them by myself. And I just put my headphones on and I went in. I had no music. It was very silent and it was very instructive for me. And I was able to be able to hold my center, move and expand very, very, very far, and then get myself back to center. And I still am very bullish on them because you lose temporal anchoring, full stop. You absolutely lose it. The structure of it completely goes away. And some people need that, okay, to see themselves beyond the filters that they're running that are so dense and so calcified and so structurally enforcing for the identity that they're trying to dissolve that they can't move beyond it without a huge medicinal catalyzer. Now, some of this is incredibly instructive for people some of it is incredibly addictive and very not constructive for people. And I think that there's going to be a massive exploitation of that further than what we've been seeing. And you're going to see people not know, right, or continue to sit with medicine over and over and over again, and then think, which will only keep them separate in our hierarchy, better than, and continuing to seek outside of them something that's already within them. So psychosis is going to be a thing. We're already in it. You could already start to see the zombie apocalypse walking around certain areas, especially big cities in America. This is not a fucking accident. They want you in these ginormous cities because they want to create a hive mind. The hive minds, each city has a brain. That brain is going to get connected to all of these satellites and this massive hosting system that's completely synthetic, and you will just stay there, live there, and, you know, enjoy your time. And then the rest of us are fighting like hell, okay, to maintain our agency and put into this host system. And again, we're very close. I say we're about 60 days out from that phase lock and that exhale that we've all been waiting for. So the government being influenced, the government now going to have its hand, Big Pharma is going to have its hand in psychedelics. You're going to see a lot more of like psychedelic camps where it's in these controlled environments. And it's just going to be another version of experimentation 2.0, 3.0, where they're going to be watching you, taking that data, and then learning even more about how to break a psyche. So moving into, so if you're going to be in the psychedelic realm, if you're going to be doing this, medicine matters, practitioner is incredibly, incredibly important. And post-care integration is obviously incredibly important. And no, I'm not going to be your post-care integrative counselor where you're going to go do mushrooms and then come to me for post sessions. Had clients like that, pass, no thanks. Yes, if you got in trouble, a one-off is fine here and there, but I'm not a tuning fork in that way. I, of course, will help you if you got really, really hijacked and you're looking to come back to center and enter into a different work. I can tell the intention with somebody. And I can also tell when you're doubled down, when you're looking to have somebody come and patch you back up while you're expanding, trying to expand too fast, and you can't even hold where you are right now. So I still am bullish on this. I caution you. And I'm obviously also not the arbiter of your spiritual conduct whatsoever. But of course, I'm also here to be of service to the best way I can. But I can see, sense, and feel when I'm kind of getting played. So just be careful if you're going to do it. If you're going to do any of this stuff, be careful and pay attention to the reasons of why you're going to, and feel into your body of what feels right for you, because there is not a fast track. You cannot manufacture enlightenment. It's a Hansel and Gretel kind of shit. It's a breadcrumb by breadcrumb. Knowing exactly how you got there is almost like how you got, I say there, how you have gained the perspective that you have, how you've gained the capacity to be able to stream so much information at the same time is a requirement for this level of experimentation that we're in the human condition right now. It's a requirement for organic architecture, is to know and have mastery in a way over your body and agency and sovereignty. This is what the sovereign system, the program I have that's developing now, that's waiting kind of for the right people to be ready for it. This is what it's all about. Creating your own system. You sovereign within yourself, you connected to your highest with no doubt, and then you navigating it with other people who are navigating their own reality, and then you mirror back to each other. This is what collaboration in the new paradigm will look like. So I caution you on that. So Kanye, I'm going to button up Kanye now, because he's in the You're Not Broken, You're Patterned episode. I've also talked about recursion with him. I made a lot of videos several years with him. He's come to me several times in meditations to work on him. He taught me, actually. He just showed me. He didn't teach me per se, but he, I was in dialogue with him about this. He was actually very helpful. The consciousness that is not fragmented, about mechanically what happens. So if your inherited pattern has martyr to the level that he had it at so badly, it will create an accident first to kind of wake you up and shake you. This might come by way of near death. This might come by way of like an overdose, accidental, and then you get a new perspective in life. Demi Lovato, Kanye had a bad accident. Who else had a really bad accident that ended up surviving that shouldn't have? Several people, I can't think, but those two come to mind immediately that had sacrifice martyr patterns from the family line. And then they take on, but they have this incredible desire and ambition to have a certain level of recognition. They have to have recognition. That recognition is driving them. And that becomes the Achilles heels, the Achilles heel. But it becomes enough energy to create the torque and the momentum that you need in order to attract the right people, places, and things that are going to put you and make that possible for you, but it's going to come with extraction. So with Kanye's case, the pattern recurs so deeply that he ended up kind of, let's say, not selling his soul per se, but making these agreements to where the light got refracted. And it's almost like I saw him refracted in like four or five different versions. So he's got like multiple personalities that he's running or was running at any given time. And then the desperation came in where he'd have this moment of clarity and he'd realize how far he's gotten recursed down into, and then would really try to reclaim and find salvation. He'd be kind of clear for a moment. He was like, okay, I'm being controlled. I'm going to change my name and try to be sovereign here. Prince did the same thing, right? And then I'm going to change my name again so I can own my music here. So he recursed to the point where he had to blow up his life through self-sabotage, but not only through self-sabotage, just that martyr and desperation to reclaim pattern recursing so much that the only way to close that loop was to sever it entirely, including the consciousness that was attached to it. So the structural component, the geometry that is running that is holding the identity for Kanye right now is split in like four or five. It's like a hexagon that has multiple different fractals on it. And it's atrophied and it looks like kind of Swiss cheese. So like the structure itself has a, it's like bone that's been in a boneyard for hundreds of thousands of years and all the wind has gone through it. And so it's got like very variations of curvature that have been taken away from it. It's a very atrophied, bony, calcified, let's say very shadowed, murky type of crystal. And the light is reflecting through it a little bit, and then it refracts like five or six different versions of him. And it keeps him complete. There's two main personalities, and they take shifts, I want to say. It's the best way I can describe it. So it's not just panic. The main character is like panic, and violently angry. Okay, just violently angry. And then the other one is completely collapsed and shut down and like grasping for just empathy and support. And you can see it and feel it and sense it. And so what will be interesting is he will also enter into the zeitgeist, I think, in a very, very different way soon. I don't know how, but the music's going to start feeling different. So he's a good example of someone who's living, but really trying to reclaim to help him out. To help someone like that out, you have to put him back in space-time once, okay? You have to continue to reinforce temporal anchoring to override a lot of the infiltration. He's a really good example of how infiltration works. When you are playing in the synthetic architecture, you unplug yourself and then you try to reroute into the new one. It's really, really hard to do that. And it's taken a toll on him. I mean, physically, mentally, you just can't sustain that level doing it on your own. It's very, very hard. So he would need to be, let's say, held in a very soft, empathic, somatic container in a very, very calm environment around a lot of nature, around a lot of really slow sequencing. So it's not ritual, but it's structure. Routine and really getting him into the body, getting him creating, getting him into the body, getting him creating into the body. And then everything would be around moving him so clearly into the present moment now and locking him in. And then he'll lose that for a minute, and then you lock him in again. He'll lose it, and you got to entrain him back a little bit. And then a lot of different mechanical or consciousness architecture stuff with cleaning up a lot of the records, meaning clearing out a lot of the disempowerment pattern, a lot of the infiltration pattern, getting him kind of reprotected. And then I could see there's a huge chunks that could actually get taken out of him right away that would help him a bunch, take the pressure off, because it's also a lot of voices he hears that I'm seeing that are just driving him crazy. And then once you have that, you try to medicate that, or you just let them go, and then you disassociate. So it's another really great example of psychosis and bicosis, where he's completely separated from the body, so you want to get him back in there. And then I would say maybe 180 days of that, he could probably anchor on his own, but he would need some consciousness architecture frequency work, help with a ton of somatic stuff on the end to maybe help him recondition, and then live a quiet life like he is now, away from everything, and then producing at a very, and creating at a very different level, and then signaling at a very different level. Right now, his signal is just kind of in multiple different realities. So when consciousness architecture splits, altars are created, and they're anything that is a servitude, anything you're controlled by, right? If you think about religion, you go to an altar, okay? Altars get created when the psyche fragments. And sometimes they're in quads, sometimes they're in fifths, sometimes they're in triads, and sometimes they're just bifurcated when there's just two main personalities. Like Amber Heard had two main personalities, and they would also take shifts. So she almost made a third one from what I was seeing at the time. But a geometry, almost a phantom geometry, gets created, and then your prime personality, your frequency signature, gets so muted and turned down to where it almost turns off. And when you turn off entirely, that's basically Britney. You have something else running you altogether. So, what else did I want to say about that? Psychic fragmentation, psychic architecture. I think that's good for now. So just pay attention to where you're giving your attention. Patterns under pressure. It's like my new favorite mantra, okay? You're going to see pressure increase, because what does pressure do? Energy needs containment. Energy needs a place to go. And you put enough focus on through emotion and outrage and mobilization, okay, and you give your power and attention away to something else besides maintaining your present moment now, you're starting to actually dislocate from time. That is a temporal disanchoring. And that's entirely by design. It's one thing just to allow yourself to collapse onto it and be like, oh, got that. You catch it and you come back to center, and then you're like, no, I'm sovereign. Take the next indicated action. It's just micro pulses. It doesn't have to be like some hyper vigilante, you know, detention sentence. It's just something to be present to. You are living and moving towards a present bound being experience. And that means holding mundane, boring days, holding routine, and leaning into things that are working. Leaning into things that are really great in the day, like beautiful sunshine, colors, listening to nature, things that worked out. Grateful for the things that you have. If you had a meal, if you have a comfortable place to sleep, you're doing a lot better than most. You know, having visited a lot of third world countries, most of the people I see in third world countries, even though they have nothing, they're generally pretty happy go lucky. I don't see them on their phones that much. Children are playing, you know, on dirt field soccer. They don't have shoes on. They have some type of liquid mush that they're eating, and they're just smiling, and their teeth are perfect. And I'm like, oh, I missed something here. Like, I have really been sold a lie. The striving towards materialism is one of the greatest lies that there is. And all of that is getting balanced out. So if you feel really tired, if you're feeling frustrated right now, just hang in there, hang in there. A lot is going to change. And some of it's not going to feel different for a lot of people. But like I said, those who are tuned in to evolutionary frequencies have already felt the shift. And it's only going to become more and more acute and more refined. So with that, y'all, I think I will leave you. I talked a lot longer than I thought I would. Wow. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on this episode. Thank you again for leaving reviews. It really helps. And please don't hesitate to ask questions in the comments. Any questions that you do have, please email me, find me on one of the platforms, and I will do my best to answer them on the next coming episodes. All right, everybody, stay curious, question everything, and I'll see you when I see you next. Take care.